You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
All right, time to talk a little Milwaukee Brewers. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com. And Adam, first of all, you know, happy holidays. It's that time of year. I know Brewers fans, you know, are hoping for big gifts under the tree, but this is probably not that year for it. That said, what did you make of the activity at the winter meeting?
Yeah, it's probably the opposite of that. I don't know that they're getting gifts, that they're having stuff taken away from them, because the winter meetings continued this sell-off of players. With Lind, it's 9 big league players traded away this year for prospects, and 8 of those are since July, when this was clearly, you know, going in the direction of a rebuild. So they continued at the winter meetings by trading Adam Lind to the Mariners for 3 teenage pitching prospects, and it's a, you know, it's an indication that they're taking the long view here. This isn't, there were offers for Adam Lind for either big league ready prospects or big league players. David Stearns, the GM, felt that these young players, all 18 and 19 years old, all right-handed pitchers, represented the biggest talent haul, and that's what he went for. So they are taking obviously a long view here. This is, and there's more to come. He said he has still multiple trade talks going with different teams, and I think there's going to be more players to part with before we get to spring training.
All right, which at the end of the day, that's not a terrible thing here, because the worst thing is to be caught in between, right? Where you're trying to rebuild.
Sure.
But you're not moving players.
Well, and that is what their owner, Mark Attanasio, indicated, is perhaps in recent years they did get caught a little bit in the middle, where, you know, 2011, this Brewers team had a really nice run. The year after was challenged. Zach Greinke gets traded at midseason, and that may have been the moment, in hindsight, for this team to make some other deals and try to reload, get some talent in that farm system. The Brewers opted not to do that. They remained sort of in go-for-it mode in 2013, 2014, and really at the start of 2015. And they made deals like a big contract for Matt Garza, a big contract for Kyle Loesch, bringing back Francisco Rodriguez a couple of times. And in hindsight, Mark Attanasio has said that, you know, maybe that wasn't the best course of action. He wanted to win at the time, and he felt like they had talent in place to make a run. And you look at what happened to the team in 2014, where they led for so much of the season, first place for 150 days, collapsed at the end, and going into 2015, they felt like they could, you know, augment and then make a run again. It obviously didn't happen. Now they are 100% committed to a rebuild, and they are definitely not going to get stuck in the middle anymore.
Yeah. Well, that appears evident. Do you know? I mean, you know, you start to familiarize yourself with some of the names, and you know, the Francisco Rodriguez trade. We now know that they're getting back a catcher, Manny Pena. Do you know anything? And I'll apologize before I butcher this name, Garen Ciccini from the Red Sox. What do you know about some of the names we're seeing coming back?
Well, it fits in with the trade they made a couple of weeks ago for Johnny Villar from the Astros. Players that are younger, youngish, with a little bit of upside, maybe have stalled a bit in their development. That is the case with Garen Ciccini, which is the pronunciation, I'm told, from the Brewers' fine radio man, Jeff Levering, who covered him in Pawtucket. You know, look, this guy going into 2014, talking about Ciccini, was a consensus top 100 prospect in baseball. He has definitely stalled after getting to the big leagues and not finding much success. A couple of bad years in AAA, or at least years that were not up to the standard he set going into that. But he's not yet 25. He comes to a Brewers organization that is exceptionally thin at third base, which is his primary position. And he's got a good chance of anybody right now, as this roster stands, of playing third base for this team next year. A good gap-to-gap hitter who's had a couple of bad years and is going to get an opportunity to bounce back. So that was an intriguing pickup right at the tail end of the winter meetings, basically for cash, for nothing. And a guy to sort of circle on your radar a little bit. And as for Manny Pena, this player to be named later, you know, not a big-time prospect by any means, but he's got a little bit of experience. And if the Brewers do continue down this rebuilding road and they find an offer they like for Jonathan Lucroy, it at least gives them a little bit of depth, because catcher is an area that also does not have much of that in this system right now. Martin Maldonado is their backup. He's signed for this coming season. But, you know, they don't have a lot of players beyond that who you think you could step in. So it was a little bit notable that they bolstered that position with this deal, and they'll continue to look for offers for Lucroy.
Well, I got to tell you, I always like to see teams, especially in the Brewers' spot, being aggressive in the Rule 5. Picked up a couple of kids there, and I think you know, that just seems to be the inexpensive and low-risk way to maybe hit on some good talent that could help you.
Well, yeah, and both of these players will get a chance. The Brewers haven't carried two Rule 5 picks since 2003. They had a pitcher named Matt Ford, who actually was okay, and he served a role as kind of a low-leverage guy out of the bullpen. And then they had an infielder, Enrique Cruz, who was just totally overmatched. He came from the Mets, was actually a good prospect, and this experience, you know, whether it was this or something else, it ruined him as a prospect. And he never was able to come back and get back to the major league. So now here we go again, an infielder and a pitcher who they pick up. Zach Jones is the pitcher, huge strikeout numbers, command questions, but the type of power pitcher who could come in and give major league hitters trouble, he'll get a chance to bolster that bullpen, and it gives David Stern some options if he wants to continue looking at trading one of their established relievers, given the insanely high price that we've seen some of these free agents get. That's a hot commodity on this market, and the Brewers have some guys that they could look at trading to get some more prospects in there. And the infielder is Colin Walsh, coming off a year with the A's at AA. His on-base is, you know, in the 440s, just kind of a crazy on-base number over a good chunk of games, more than 130 games. He'll give a little competition at second base for Scooter Gennett, and they think he's versatile enough to play elsewhere on the diamond, and I think this guy has a pretty good shot of sticking with this Brewers team. They said going into this that you want a player who you think you can stick. It's not just an exercise to take a look at a guy in spring training or try to push other players. If you make a pick in this Rule 5, given the position that the Brewers are in, you want it to be a guy that can stick with your team and then get back into the minor leagues the year after and add further depth to that farm system.
Yeah, well, they were aggressive in the Rule 5, and Lord knows there's a whole lot more coming with these Milwaukee Brewers. Hey, happy holiday season to you, Adam, and as always, thanks so much.
All right, see you, Dave.
Adam McAlvey, MLB.com, Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.